Hey guys, for those of you out there listening, we're starting a minute early today, maybe a little bit more than that, so we can get some people filtered in here. I am looking on Facebook and YouTube for all of our viewers out there. Appreciate you guys coming for last week's episode, and I'm getting into it right now. Let me mute more this. Than that, so we can get some people. Sorry, got to mute these really quickly so I can be in the chat, but not blow your guys' eardrums out. So. We should be going live here on Facebook and YouTube very, very soon. Today we are talking about, like the title says, National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. We're talking about the Detroit Diesel video, which is coming out next Monday. We're talking about the K100. We're talking about the YouTube. Maddie's been working hard on some new videos, some truck history, which I know you guys love. But that'll be coming out this coming Friday. And we also have an update on the Trucking Culture series, which is moving from Jack's Chrome Shop to Chrome and Steel Radio. So, lots and lots and lots of action going on today. Are we good on YouTube? I don't see us on YouTube. Are we live on YouTube? On the YouTubes? I guess we are. It's not popping up on mine. Weird. Okay. Well, when I get that notification, I will pop in there when I can. Anyway... So yeah, this is Chrome Corner episode number 35. Like I said, we're going through, the Q&A for the YouTube section. So if you're here from the YouTube, which a lot of you I'm sure are here from the YouTube, just wait a little while. It's going to be about 15, 20 minutes, but we will be doing giveaways of, Chrome and Steel Radio merchandise. We'll be answering questions about our YouTube videos if anybody has any questions, and we're going to give away some Trucker Path hats and umbrellas. If you guys are not aware, we're also doing a giveaway on our Trucks of World War One video, where we are giving away gold memberships to Trucker Path, the very, very famous and very viral Android and Apple app application for truckers. So if you're a driver, you definitely want to be in this giveaway. But other than that, we have a busy truck show schedule coming up here at the end of September and also in mid-October. So it'll be the first truck show of the year from me. Obviously, a lot of them were canceled. But we'll be talking about those that we're going to later this year to kind of finish some stuff up. So stay tuned. But before we get into the main section of the show, let me talk about our big old sponsor over there at Davy Crockett TA Travel Center. Davy Crockett TA has been around since 1976, which is 45 years of being a family-owned business there in Greenville, Tennessee. They're at exit 36. Is that correct? Exit 36. You would think I would know this by now, but I sometimes... forget. All right. So exit 36 on I-81. I'm going to their website right now. I want to pull up their website because it's very, very cool. They have their fuel prices on there. They also have an IHOP, a Papa John's, and a Dunkin'. So if you guys need fast food and if you're in the Tennessee area on I-81, stop by exit 36 and check out Davy Crockett TA Travel Center. They're actually expanding their not only parking space there by 4 acres, but they're expanding their facility, the actual TA itself, to open up some more retail parts of the store as well. They have a pet center, a laundry room, and a cat scale on the facility. So check them out, Davy Crockett TA Travel Center, exit 36 on I-81. Their website is davycrockettravelcenter.com if you guys want to look at them. So thank you so much to them, and we will see that entire crew here very, very soon, the Davy Crockett crew. And for those of you who don't know, Matt's is about 6 months away, so... I know that seems like a long time, but it will go very, very quickly. So the first thing we're going to talk about today, obviously, is Truck Driver Appreciation Week. It is the 13th through the 19th of September, and the ATA is putting this together, from what I understand. But there's quite a few different organizations and companies that are putting some either special promotions or trying to offer special services for drivers this week. So if you guys can, and if you're not a driver, say thank you to your closest driver and anyone that you can. For those of you who don't know, truck drivers make some incredible sacrifices for those of us out there, being away from their family for a very long time. Putting up with a lot of headaches and a lot of uncertainty when it comes to freight markets right now. And in general, just facing automation in the future and a lot of different stuff. So the trucking industry is very, it's very important, first of all, and second of all, it is in jeopardy, and we need to make sure we're backing our drivers. So that's what this week's all about. Some quick facts and figures. In 2018, the trucking industry hauled 11.49 billion tons of freight. That's quite a bit. And more than 80% of U.S. commodities depend solely, on trucking for delivery of their goods and commodities. So that's quite a bit as well. Make sure those truck drivers are rolling or you have 80% of our economy goes down. So in 2018, the trucking industry was a $796.7 billion industry. That is huge, quite a large backbone of our economy here in the U.S. And I'm assuming that that's probably worldwide. But that's quite a lot of money, and it takes drivers and people behind the wheel to actually make that happen. So good morning to everyone that's in the chat in YouTube and on Facebook. I'm going to really quickly refresh this and see if I get into the YouTube. There we go. There I am. All righty. Morning, Steve. Morning, Gary. Yes, absolutely. Huge support for everybody out there who is a truck driver, who knows a truck driver, who's supporting a truck driver. Thank you to all of you guys. There are 3.5 million truck drivers in the U.S., and the total industry employment is 7.8 million people. So, country of 330, 335 million people, solid 7.8 million of them is employed in the logistics or trucking industry. So, just keep that in mind. Trucking, though it may seem, people drive past trucks all the time on the road, don't really think a lot about it. And then you kind of see some of the figures and you realize, holy crap, trucking is really the backbone of our country and does a lot that a lot of industries are not asked to do just because of the laws and the regulations that are put on drivers, especially recently with the e-log. So just keep that in mind. We're going to go through some more stuff here, but it's just kind of stunning to go through the facts of all of the truck driving facts and figures that we have here from 2018, and I'm sure it's probably gone up since then. Over 40% of all the jobs in the trucking industry are held by women and minorities. So a lot of minority and women jobs are created in the trucking industry, and that's great to hear. I'm sure it probably was not that way in the past. But I've been seeing a lot of female and minority drivers, and also just industry in general, not just drivers, getting involved in this industry, and it's a great place to be, and it is growing. Obviously, we as an economy are growing in the trucking industry, and transportation in general is growing. Especially with e-commerce, things have been going way, way up in the past probably 5 to 10 years. So that's just some facts right there about drivers and driving in general. So thank you to drivers. But 10 fun ways that you can give back to drivers. This is an article from HNI. Giveaways, which we are doing giveaways this week with our partners Trucker Path. If you guys have the opportunity to either contribute to a giveaway or to help drivers find them, please do so. They deserve all the help that they can get. Free lunch. Obviously, this is not an obligation whatsoever. But if you guys feel called to, and you see a driver on the road and you're out and about, buy them lunch this week. You know what I mean? Even if it's fast food or whatever. These guys are on the road a lot, and don't get a lot of opportunities to go to fast food. First of all, because they can't fit their trucks in there, unless it's at a truck stop. And also, they have schedules to meet, especially now because of the e-log and the strict regulations. So it's very hard for them to stop, and some don't eat on a regular basis, which causes a lot of health problems. So buy them lunch. Put it in writing. If you guys have a driver that is special to you, or one that you really respect, write them a letter or write them an email saying thank you this week. I think that's important because, just having them know that they're recognized in the industry is very important. So drivers and families, night out. Of course, the one thing the drivers complain about the most, especially over-the-road guys, is not being with their families. They spend days, weeks, sometimes out on the road and don't get an opportunity to see their families. And that's one of the biggest sacrifices the drivers have to make. So if you get an opportunity and you're in a driving family or you know a driver, spend some time with them and spend some time with the rest of your family so you can spend it while you can. Because they'll be out on the road next. So, truck servicing, wash windows as drivers pull out of the facility. I mean, I guess if you want to do that, go for it. Gifts that you can give drivers this week, if you feel so inclined to do so: electric blankets, obviously to keep them warm; truck mattresses; wireless Bluetooth headsets, which are very popular right now, and have been for a while. Pressure relieving cushions. Obviously, they're sitting down all day, so proper sitting form and cushioning is very important. I know a lot of drivers who've been on the road for quite a while, decades, who have sciatic nerve problems, hip problems, knee problems, stuff like that, just from sitting either incorrectly or just from the length of time that they're sitting. It can get really uncomfortable. So shower kits, audiobooks, XM satellite radio, truck atlases, portable vehicle safes to keep everything safe, obviously. And TruckerPath would be a good one as well. Get them the TruckerPath app and get them a membership to help them find their truck washes, fuel stations, scales, whatever they need. It's on TruckerPath. So we'll talk a little bit more about the giveaway later here. All right. Hello, everybody. And let's see. Number seven, test out your radio voice. I guess if you want to give them a shout out on radio, I think that one, this one's kind of a far-fetched one, but if you want to go on a radio station and shout out drivers, go for it. I guess we're on the radio right now. Shout out to drivers. There you go. I accomplished one for the week. A list of things that that you really appreciate, or if you can compile a list of all the retail locations and local restaurants offering specials to drivers during the week or month and hand it out to your drivers. I don't have a list, but I have a full list. I have a small list that we're going to talk about here in a couple minutes. There are quite a few either restaurants or businesses who are offering specials for drivers this week, so we'll go over that in a little while. Get social. Make sure you talk about how much you appreciate drivers if you can. Once again, on social media, the industry as a whole is moving towards social media in general, and if you can voice your opinion on there and thank drivers, then I'm sure they'd really appreciate that and might make one of their days. So go beyond 1 week. Obviously, Truck Driver Appreciation Week is important. It's the 13th through the 19th. It's the second week of September every year. But if you guys can and you guys really want to help drivers, make sure you appreciate them all year round, not just this week. So those are some things that you can do and take action. And if you want to, Overdrive has a quick list right here, some recognition deals or whatever. I Love My Trucker. They're doing a contest over there, and I guess the five best entries will receive a $25 Subway gift card. So that's one thing. If you know a driver, have them go enter the giveaway there. ATA and Peterson Manufacturing is awarding $1,000 each to 10 professional truck drivers who have undergone hardship during the coronavirus pandemic. I think they're giving away those this week. I don't know the winners, but it looks like the Spotlight Award, which is their top award, will be awarded this September 20th, which is the week after, or the day after, Truck Driver Appreciation. So the Truckload Carriers Association and its sponsor, 10th Street, will be hosting a special hour-long segment on the Dave Nemo Show, which is SiriusXM Channel 146, if you have it, beginning on 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time Tuesday, which was yesterday. Sorry, guys. You're late. I'm late. And but they were basically doing a feature of thank you messages to truck drivers. So I'll have to go check that out, but I didn't read that far. So Shell Rotella is, of course, one of the biggest names in diesel trucking. And they had their Super Rig show here. And I don't know, I think it ended here on the 4th, which would have been 2 weeks ago. But they are announcing winners, or should be announcing winners, of the Shell Rotella Big Rig show this week. I personally went to their website and spent probably 15 to 20 minutes looking for the results on the Shell Rotella website, and I did not find them. They're supposed to be releasing them the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, so all 5 days, but I have not seen any results that were announced. So I'm not sure what's going on with that with Shell Rotella. It is one of the biggest shows of the year, and so I'm kind of confused as to where that is, but we'll talk a little bit about that later. But they're doing, obviously, the Shell Rotella stuff, and they have some other stuff that they're giving away during their show. So Landstar, they're announcing the winner of their 2020 Deliver to Win giveaway, who will receive a new blue Freightliner Cascadia. So if you guys want a new blue Freightliner Cascadia, free one, with a 455 Detroit DD15 in it, they're going to be giving one away, I believe, September 18th, which is this Friday, during a Zoom conference. So every eligible owner-operator leased to Landstar, you have to be a Landstar owner, obviously. But there's quite a few of them out there, and there might be a couple listening. If you guys did not enter the giveaway, you just missed out on a blue Freightliner Cascadia. So win a free truck with them. And I guess the last thing they have, Overdrive has, is the Healthy Trucking Association of America and Amnesty, or Amcity, maker of nutrition bars, never heard of them, are working together to provide long-haul truck drivers with liver healthy nutrition and raise liver health awareness in the trucking industry. Okay, so they're going to be giving away 60 liver health diet kits. I don't know why they're specifically focusing on the liver. I'm not sure if that's a specific specific calling out of the truck driving industry, because we all know what the liver does, but we'll just go with whatever they say. Hello, Robert Green. Good to see you, man. And that is all I have for Truck Driver Appreciation Week. If anybody knows of any other giveaways or helpful promotions that are going on in the industry right now, please put them in the chat. Help our drivers out. There are quite a few drivers that do watch this podcast, and they might find some use in that. So if you guys know of any other Driver Appreciation Week stuff, please let us know. Just put it in the comments below. Also, if you put in a comment in the Facebook or YouTube page, you'll be entered to win not only a Chrome and Steer Radio t-shirt, but you'll be entered to win a Trucker Path ball cap or a hat, and also a Trucker Path umbrella. So this week is special for the pandemic, Driver Appreciation Week, and Trucker Path is partnering with us to help give back to our drivers. So that is Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Once again, thank you to all the drivers out there. And I know this pandemic, getting back to that, has been very rough on drivers in general. And we thank you guys so much for getting through it and dealing with all the extra, you know, the extra, whatever you want to call it, the extra pain in the butt that having a pandemic around kind of entails when being a driver, traveling across the country, extra rules that... at your pickup and drop-off location. So it's been a lot for you guys, and your job is already hard enough during just regular times, and it's been that much harder here for the past 6 months. So thank you to them, and we'll continue to have some Truck Driver Appreciation Week stuff coming up, but that's all I have to say about that. Let's do a sponsor really quickly, and then we will get into the Chrome and Steer Radio t-shirt giveaway, and then we'll do the Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube update. So... the second sponsor we have today is us. It's Jack's Chrome Shop. This month we are doing quite a few sales here in September. We're doing $100 off Roadwork stainless steel bumpers. They start at, I believe, $550 on our website right now, which is a smoking deal for a stainless steel bumper. But they're $100 off again this month of September. So if you guys want to check those out, if you have a Peterbilt of any kind, if you've got a Kenworth of any kind, we have bumpers for sale on the website right now, $100 off. We're also doing $50 off Real Wheels Billet aluminum pedal kits. So if you guys want your pedals, your three pedals replaced, we have kits on sale that are billet aluminum. Very, very nice. Very, very shiny. They're from Real Wheels Corporation, American made with aircraft grade aluminum. They are $50 off for the kit, and they also come with free shipping. So jackscrimshop.com, that's where they are. Also, Steering Creations has a sale with us this month, where if you buy a Steering Creations steering wheel, you get a hub, your steering hub that connects your steering column to your steering wheel. Those are half off, which is a pretty good deal. I think that's $30 or so off a steering wheel and a hub combo. So last thing we have is we just got SH tube shifters in. There's some beautiful stainless steel, rolled stainless steel shifter extensions, and we have them. They're $25 off the shifter extensions this month. Beautiful pieces, and I think we have almost a dozen of them in stock for a whole bunch of different trucks. So if you guys need parts for your truck, September is the month for interior stuff, it looks like. Accessories and stainless steel bumpers. So jackscrumshop.com. Make sure you join the Chrome Club and save 5% more. Besides that, thank you to Jack's Chrome Shop and all the hard work at the team over there for supporting Chrome Steer Radio. All right, so let's do a t-shirt giveaway. I'm trying to look up the people from last week. Let me put this back on here. All right. Okay, so I'm going to do a random number generator, which is how this is all done, so no one thinks I'm cheating. But Gary Fison, I know you're in the chat right now. If you are in the U.S., we will ship you a Chrome Steer Radio t-shirt. Gary's in the YouTube chat right now. Gary, if you would send us a mailing address, we will send you, and a shirt size, we will send you a free Chrome Steer Radio t-shirt. Once again, if you guys want to win a Chrome Steer Radio t-shirt, we give away one every single week. If you're on the podcast, if you're in the U.S., just say something in chat and you are entered to win. So congratulations to Gary. Get a hold of me or either Jack's Chrome Shop or Chrome and Steer Radio. Send us a DM on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Send us a message on YouTube, I guess, or a comment or something like that, and we'll get a hold of you. And all we need is a mailing address and a t-shirt size. So thanks, Gary, for entering, and thank you to everybody else who's watching today. All right, so let's do the Chrome and Steer, not Chrome and Steel, let's do the Jack's Chrome Show YouTube update and Q&A. As you guys know, Merle Haggard, the Trucking Culture video, which I really, really enjoyed. And I thought was a really solid trucking culture video. You guys need to watch that if you have not already. I know a lot of you out there are Merle Haggard fans. Quite a few of you older guys and old school truckers will definitely know Merle Haggard, of course. Go watch the Merle Haggard Trucking Culture episode, which is on the Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube. And that was released on the YouTube on last Friday. And also, as many of you know, if you don't already, the Trucking Culture series, which covers music, movies, media in general, in the trucking industry, both in the past and also currently, is going to be moving from the Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube page, where it's been for the first, I believe, 5 or 6 episodes. And it's going to be moving to the Chrome and Steel Radio YouTube. So if you guys are not subscribed, if you guys are watching out there on the Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube right now, go over to the Chrome and Steel Radio YouTube channel and just type in Chrome and Steel Radio and go subscribe to us, because the Trucking Culture episode will be on there. All the future Trucking Culture episodes will be on there. And not only that, but we're going to be starting a new series here. I don't want to reveal it yet, but it's going to be very awesome. Chrome and Steel Radio is going to be taking over a lot of the culture side, music side, media side of the Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube. And that's kind of what we've been planning from the beginning. Jack's Chrome Shop kind of took off, and we wanted to support that channel. So we have 2 channels now. Jack's Chrome Shop is number 1, obviously. Chrome and Steel Radio, if you're not subscribed, go to Chrome and Steel Radio YouTube and subscribe to us. Lots and lots of really, really cool original content coming there. Getting away from trucking culture, the K100 Restoration Episode 3, which was supposed to come out like last Monday, we had some pretty severe rain last week, and I tried to record an episode, but it was just, we have obviously metal buildings here, and so all we heard was just a lot of rain on the roof. So we are tearing apart the K100 right now. The truck is rusty like we thought it was going to be. And it's just taking a lot of WD-40 and a lot of time with an impact getting stuff off there. So it's just taking time. The next project that I have on it right now, we took the headlights out. The tanks are being dropped right now. And we're starting to pull apart some of the ladders and the exterior pieces to strip the outside of the cab. So the next big thing that I have to do in order to get the rest of the big pieces off of the cab is I need to tear apart the interior. I need to take all of the leather interior out of the cab and the sleeper so that we can get to the bolts on the inside. And I don't want to, I want to do it all in one session, and it's going to probably take us 5 or 6 hours to do it, because there's quite a few bolts, quite a few screws that are going into the cab, and I have to pull all those out and make sure we have all of them. So when we put the truck back together, it's all going to fit. So, that's where I am right now. The ladders are coming off right now. They're about half off. Like I said, tanks are coming off. One of the tank straps was already broke, so we're just taking that off. And we're also working on the intake manifold that goes up above the truck cab there, and the exhaust. We're going to take off the rear X-frame here pretty soon. So it's all coming apart. It's just taking, I mean, that's just building an old truck, is taking stuff apart, using a bunch of WD-40. We bought gallons of WD-40 to use on this truck, so it'll definitely get used. But K100 restoration episode, we don't have one planned right now. We have our schedule done for the rest of September, but I would like to maybe put a small update or something like that together before the end of September, but we'll see. Truck is being worked on, content is coming. I know a lot of you watched the first 2 episodes and want more. We've been actually getting quite a few messages on social media about people asking about the K100 restoration, but it is coming. For those of you out there who are wanting it, it will be coming soon. And actually, the fun fact, Jerry Novak, who is the host of Bull Holland BS, which comes on every Monday, he's volunteered to come over to the shop and help me work on the K100. So you may see a video where Jerry Novak is working on that video as well. So anyway, that's the K100 update for now. I'm going to start doing some mechanical stuff on it here soon. I want to make sure the engine is running well and the transmission is going to shift. I don't have to replace anything on that, but it's all coming. It's just taking time. Right now, since the coronavirus is happening, we don't have many truck shows to go to. And we've been just kind of really focusing on our shop, getting it together, fixing some stuff that we needed to fix on the website and updating stuff. But the K100 is definitely in our view as well. So Trucks of World War One, which we released this past Monday. If you guys, personally, I did not know, I guess I did know that trucks were used in World War One, but I did not know the extent of that usage. But it's a very interesting video about the kind of the transition in not only society, but war and just a lot of things, from going from horse-drawn power to get around different locations, especially long distances, from doing that into using mechanical vehicles, specifically trucks. And we have another video called Trucking in the 20s, which is, I guess, in the same era, but trucks of World War One is very interesting. And also, for those of you who don't know, we are doing a Trucker Path giveaway on that video. Drivers out there, if you would like a free gold membership, we have two of them to give away. If you have a, or if you would like to use the Trucker Path app, which many of you I'm sure have heard of, if you'd like a gold membership, which gives you extra features, we are doing a giveaway on this week, and we'll be picking winners here for our next episode, I guess, coming on Monday. So next Monday, the 21st of September, which we've announced this already, the Detroit Diesel video is coming. I've been working on that for the past two or three days, and it's getting there, and we are getting really close to finishing that up. It's been a really long project and very, very exhaustive, but the Detroit Diesel video will be done and released on the 21st of September, which is this coming Monday, and on that video, we'll be also announcing the winner of the Trucker Path gold membership. So I believe those are worth like $90-something dollars, maybe $100, so it's quite a lot. And once again, we will be giving away Trucker Path hats and also Trucker Path a Trucker Path umbrella during this week as well for Truck Driver Appreciation Week. So that's what's going on right there with the YouTube. History of Haze Trucks is coming this Friday, I believe. And I've taken pictures of probably 10,000 or so different trucks. Maybe not 10,000 trucks, but I probably have 10 to 15,000 photos of trucks in our collection, and we only have one picture of a Haze truck, and it's a really cool orange Haze truck, but they're very rare trucks, and we've had people asking for the Haze truck history here for quite a while. We're going to get that done, and it is coming out on Friday, and it's going to be very cool. So if you guys like Haze trucks or truck history in general, make sure you watch for the episode to drop at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Jack's Chrome Shop. So thank you very much for everybody who watches the YouTube. All of our YouTube live guys, thanks so much for coming to the podcast. This kind of informs you guys what we're going to do in the future. And also just a discussion about what we've done in the past. So thanks for coming by. And now we're going to do a quick trucker news segment. There's a lot of news here just weather-wise. And we also have some interesting situations happening in the United Kingdom. But just a quick trucker news segment, and then we'll get out of here. So I know you guys have a busy, busy Wednesday to get through, so I won't take too much of it up. But like we were talking about earlier, let me get the right screen on here. Okay, the Shell Rotella Super Rigs truck show. We were talking about it earlier. The judging for this, or I guess the, what do you want to call it? The entries were open until the 21st of August, and I believe voting happened up until the 4th of September, and winners were supposed to be announced the 14th through the 18th on the Shell Rotella social media channels to help celebrate National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. But I actually have not seen anything, and they were supposed to release something Monday, yesterday, and today for the winners, and I have not seen anything. So I'm actually going to look right now to make sure I'm not making a fool of myself. I looked on the Shell Rotella page, and it was not on there. It's not on the Shell page either. So it looks like they have not released their results yet, but I believe there are five classes. And so I'm hoping sometime this week they'll announce it. They might wait until Friday to announce all of them, which is not what they said they were going to do, but should be an interesting show. For those of you who don't know, the Shell Rotella Super Rig Show is, I would say, one of, if not in the top three biggest shows of the year. They have a calendar that people go into, and I believe it's a $25,000 prize for winning the Shell Rotella Show. But yeah, it's been weird this year because they had a virtual show similar to a lot of the other shows that happened across the country. Virtual submissions, and we'll see what happens with the judging thing. If I hear anything, I'll put it on social media and let people know. And that's basically all I have. I have a couple friends that are actually competing in this show right here, so we'll see who wins. There's a lot of really, really, really badass, excuse my French, iron that goes into this show. Probably some of the top trucks in the not only the country but in the entire North America enter the show, and just it's some really cool stuff. I actually got to go to it 2 years ago when it was in Lexington, Virginia, and that was one of my favorite truck shows that I think I've ever been to, just because of the scenery, and there was 150 really solid show trucks there. So very cool stuff. Super Rigs, if you want to check out the rest of their Super Rigs truck show events, go to rotella.shell.com, and they have a whole page there. So that is Shell Rotella for you. Interesting news from the United Kingdom. It looks like a truck driver went to a, town council meeting, city council meeting, while he was driving in a Zoom meeting. So as many of you know, a lot of, meetings and city council functions all over the world are happening via Zoom. So if you guys are... Well, I shouldn't say that because I own Zoom stock. I don't want to give you guys trading advice, but there's a lot of Zoom meetings happening. And apparently this guy was driving a truck during the city meeting, during the Zoom meeting, which is kind of odd. I'm not sure what to think about that. Obviously, it's probably not safe, but also good for him for taking the initiative and going to a city council meeting while he's working. But it looks like it must be this guy right here. In his truck. Very interesting approach there, but this happened in the United Kingdom. I don't know what the laws over there are for cell phone usage. I'm sure that if you did this in the US in certain states, you'd probably be arrested immediately. Otherwise, it should be pretty funny to see how this goes. Yeah, his name is David Brown, from the UK, from Boston, the town of Boston, UK. Interesting. If you have any other interesting Zoom stories that you have either personally been a part of or know of, let me know. I think that's pretty funny. But yeah, truck driver Zoom meeting. What do you guys think about that? Let us know. Hello, Ethan P. and YouTube. Hello, all the new viewers on Chrome and Steel Radio. Good to see you guys. But yeah, interesting. In general, probably just don't drive your truck and have a Zoom meeting. Maybe just wait. That's probably best. But interesting news coming from the UK. I don't know why I always end up talking about Tesla trucks, but it seems like I've had a discussion about them probably four or five times, not only on this channel, but just other things. So Bill Gates, everybody knows who Bill Gates is, founder of Microsoft, the guy, everyone knows who Bill Gates is. He says that Tesla's battery-powered semis will probably never be a practical solution. Fellow billionaire Elon Musk, I'm sure, disagrees, but... we were talking about this a couple weeks ago, and I think Tesla almost got hacked, and their information got hacked, which is a big concern now. I had thought about that before, what happens if the Tesla servers get hacked, and, people take over vehicles, especially semi-trucks, that would be unbelievably dangerous. I guess that Bill Gates' statement, this is what he said. He said, the problem is that batteries are big and heavy. The more weight you're trying to move, the more batteries you need to power the vehicle. But the more batteries you use, the more weight you add, and the more power you need. Even with big breakthroughs in battery technology, electric vehicles will probably never be a practical solution for things like 18-wheelers, cargo ships, and passenger jets. Electricity works when you need to cover short distances, but we need a different solution for heavy, long-haul vehicles. Anyway, so that's basically what Bill said. This is a pretty common, commonly held belief within a lot of people in the industry. Obviously, if you want to travel longer distances, you need bigger batteries, which is going to limit the weight that you can carry with the truck. There's still questions about the actual range of the Tesla truck and other electric semis, even the hydrogen hybrid powered semis from Nikola. I know that the eCascadia came out from Freightliner, so everyone is moving in that direction. People are talking about electric semis. The thing is, though, the way that technology is moving forward and the batteries are, I wouldn't even say slowly, are quickly developing, sizes are going down, AI is getting more and more powerful. I think it's only a matter of time, and I think electric semis will be a thing, but once again, I've said this before, I don't think they're going to be as widely used as what everyone thinks. Many of you already see Tesla vehicles on the road now. I mean, I see them probably every day. And they're not a majority of the vehicles, obviously, or electric vehicles in general, not just Teslas. They're not a majority, but they are a decent minority of vehicles on the road. I think that's probably what Tesla is going to be for quite a while. And I don't think there's going to be widespread, you know, you're not going to see Tesla semis in fields taking corn out of fields and stuff like that here in Indiana. You're just not going to see it. And just because of the weight and trying to power something like that on a grid on a farm or something like that, it's not going to happen. But there will definitely be applications where I think Tesla semis could be more beneficial efficiency wise, and also they have some really cool safety features that other semis don't have. But it's kind of a novelty, and it has been a novelty for quite a while. And I think that's probably what they'll start out as a novelty, and then work their way up from there. But we'll see. Once again, Tesla semis are probably the best example that you can find out there of hybrid semis. Nikola does an okay job as well. But I feel like we always talk about this, and it keeps coming up. The Tesla semi, I know it's being launched this year, and they're going to start having widespread usage through Walmart and a lot of other stuff. But we'll see. And if you guys have your opinion about the Tesla semi, let us know. I don't necessarily like, obviously, I own a Chrome shop, so I'm not really thrilled about the looks or the aesthetics of Tesla semis. I don't see putting stacks on a Tesla semi anytime soon, but who knows, it could happen sometime. Overall, Tesla semis, let us know what you think about that below. There's a lot of opinions on these, both good and bad. So that's Tesla semis for you. That's the that's kind of the short news segment that we're going to do today. If you guys have anything else that you saw in the trucking industry, some other stuff I saw was obviously the people in Oregon and Washington, the drivers up there are putting up with a lot of really, really poor air quality when it comes to Robert Greene says Bill Gates is a piece of shit. Excuse my French. Yeah, I mean, Bill Gates he's definitely a figure that has divided a lot of people on a lot of his opinions. And surprisingly, I think he retired from Microsoft and took a stock buyout or something like that. But he's been very vocal recently about a lot of global politics and also technology. So I'm sure he's in a good position to talk about that. But maybe take it easy on that and just kind of enjoy your billions of dollars and shut up. I don't know. That's kind of how I feel. But anyway, that's the end of the news segment right there. Let's wrap the show up really quickly. If you guys haven't already, please visit our website, chromesteelradio.com. We have all of our audio versions on there. All of our past podcasts are on the website as well. And I guess I can announce this now. We are working on a live streaming radio station. So you heard that, guys. You heard that right. We are working on a live streaming radio station similar to XM that we're going to have and be hosting on our website. You know not to read my stuff on air. Yeah, I shouldn't have done that, Robert. My bad. we're going to have a live streaming radio station. We're going to have a bunch of music on there from trucking musicians and also some more bluegrass country musicians that are maybe not involved with trucking, but also have that kind of trucking nostalgia in their music as well. We'll put some rock in there, but we have a bunch of music that we're collecting right now. We are going to have a live streaming radio station that will include reruns of all of our past episodes of all the Chrome and Steel Radio shows, including my good friends Jerry Novak and Hope Savara and Bill Weaver's live performances. So yeah, just stay tuned for that. It'll be on the website, chromesteelradio.com. We are updating chromesteelradio.com here soon, getting everything ready for it and what we're going to put up, including the live streaming station. And besides that, that's all the updates I have for Chrome and Steel Radio. If you want to buy a t-shirt, a Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirt, they're on the website right now. I believe they're $15 or $20. Or you can just win one for free. You can win one for free here on the podcast if you enter the comment section. So that's it for today, guys. Make sure you check out our sponsors, of course, Davy Crockett TA, Travel Center, Exit 36 on I-81, Greenville, Tennessee, and JacksChromeShop.com. We have some killer deals on shifters, steering wheels, and truck bumpers this month, so check those out. And if you guys are drivers out there, go listen to our podcast. We are now on, Chrome and Steel Radio is now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You guys don't have to watch me or my ugly face anymore. You can just listen to me and Hope and Jerry. We're all on, like I said, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the main platform is anchor.com. We have our own little channel on there. Producer Maddie's been working very hard to get that updated. So check out the other shows on the podcast platform, which is Chrome and Steel Radio. A Daily Dose of Hope is every Thursday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope did a fantastic week of live shows last week talking about mental health and and just mental wellness and wellness in general. So her show, like I said, will be tomorrow, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. She's the Boss. And then Jerry Novak will be on Mondays, of course, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Bull Holland BS. Him and his son, Tyler, talking about livestock, talking about Bull Holland, talking about being a truck driver, and just talking about general issues that are affecting Midwestern America. So there you go. That's his show. And, of course, the Chrome Corner, this podcast, episode number 36, will be next Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time. And Bill Weaver has been taking a little break right now, but he will be back to live performances here very, very soon. So that's the show. I forgot. I was going to do a little outro there, but I forgot. We are doing truck shows here at the end of September. I will be at, and Jerry will also be at, the Truckers for Hope show in, I believe it's Clinton County. I don't know what the exact town is, but it's Pennsylvania. They're having truck pulls there. There's going to be a... just a regular truck show, non-judge truck show there. But if you guys are in the Pennsylvania area, we will be there at the Clinton County Fairgrounds the 25th, 26th, and 27th of September. And then getting into October, the last truck show that I'm going to go to this year is in Lexington, Virginia. It is the Large Car Mag Old something classic. I don't remember. Uh-oh. I feel bad now. Let me look it up. I don't want to say something wrong. It's on the 10-4. Schedule. Oh, no. Events. I want to get this right because I love this show. I've been 2 years in a row and somehow I forgot the name. It is the Large Car Mag Southern Classic Truck Show. Sorry, guys. Southern Classic Truck Show, Lexington, Virginia, Lehigh Travel Plaza there, October 17th of this year. And I will be there for that one. So two truck shows this year. Last year I went to probably 15 or 20. That's just how COVID is, but we'll survive and we'll get back into it next year in 2021. So that's the show, guys. That's Chrome Corner episode number 35. Thank you to all the drivers out there for Truck Driver Appreciation Week. You guys are awesome. Keep trucking, and I will see you guys next week on the Chrome Corner. See you.